Florida's primary election is just 2 weeks away. WUSF has banded together with public media partner WMFE in Orlando to cover stories along the I-4 corridor this election season. The stories from the I-4 Votes Collaboration are based on what you consider the most pressing issues in the 2020 presidential election. This week, we're taking a deep dive into a survey of people living in this region of Florida, a critical part of a key swing state. I-4 Votes reporters Steve Newborn Born in Tampa and Abe Abaraya kick us off. First up, Abe visits Daytona Beach.
Let's start our tour of the I-4 corridor at the condo of Frank DiMiglio in Daytona Beach. DiMiglio's number one issue, gun policy. He owns two handguns, is a member of the NRA, and worries about the Second Amendment.
Why restrict me from owning a gun, a rifle, a hunting rifle, a self-protection rifle, a shooting gun, whatever? The Second Amendment is not what guns you own. It's about having the right to own them.
DiMiglio does support some restrictions, like background checks and closing the gun show loophole, but he can't see himself voting for a Democrat for president because of their stance on guns. DiMiglio was one of more than 800 voters along the I-4 corridor who responded to a survey from WMFE and WUSF. This was not a scientific poll. The people answering us leaned Democrat, female, older, and well-educated. In our survey, gun policy was the number one national issue, beating out things like immigration and Donald Trump. 128 miles west along I-4 in Lakeland, we meet Michael Gunn. Gun policy is also one of his top issues.
Parkland really hit home. You know, I've got kids that age. Yeah, I've got a daughter in high school. So, and nothing's been done about it.
Gunn was a Republican. He's former military, cares deeply about the Afghanistan war and the deficit. But in 2016, he voted for Hillary Clinton. He says a Republican could get his vote back, but not in 2020, not for president.
I mean, it's possible that, you know, maybe down the road in the future, a moderate Republican with sensible gun control could maybe get my vote. But now, no, it's pretty hard said it's going to be whoever the Democrat is.
For the final stop on our tour of I-4, we'll head to Tampa.
I'm Steve Newborn. Our survey showed that for Republicans, immigration is their biggest concern.
Brandon Ryerson, I'm 22 years old, and I'm a student at USF studying biomedical science.
I meet Ryerson outside a German restaurant just north of Tampa. Free speech, gun rights, and immigration top his list. Ryerson says of all the candidates, Trump most closely reaches his stance on immigration. He credits the president for stopping the migrant caravans from Central America, but
I think that his immigration policies maybe do go a little bit too far. The wall, for example, I'm not a huge fan on that. I don't think it's going to decrease illegal immigration that much, and I don't really think it's a good use of our money.
Ryerson doesn't support opening the borders for more undocumented immigrants, but he would favor increasing legal immigration for people with skills the country needs.
I don't want to say merit-based because I think that there's a lot of negative connotations around it. Something like that wouldn't be bad. You know, we obviously want to be taking in good people. Even people who don't have the best education, we'd still need those people.
Ryerson says he's cooled on the president since 2016, but he's still the one candidate who aligns most squarely with the issues he believes are most important. For I-4 Votes, I'm Steve Newborn in Tampa.
And I'm Abe Abaraya in Orlando.